Welcome to the Danzan Voice, the podcast of the Danzanru Jiu-Jitsu homepage, www.danzan.com. I'm your host, George Arrington. In this episode, we will take a look at the phenomenon of the Ohana Convention. What is it? How did it originate? What has been its history? And what is its future? The Ohana celebration is a convention held about every 2 years that brings together the disparate organizations and groups that comprise our Danzanru family. Indeed, the name Ohana is the Hawaiian word for family, and it reflects the island heritage and traditions found in our jiu-jitsu system. The convention usually consists of four main parts. First, there are a number of seminars in a variety of martial and healing arts. These are taught by instructors from different organizations. This gives the attendees a broad view of style and substance found throughout the system. Second, the Ohana usually has two tournaments, one for jiu-jitsu demonstration and one for karate kata. These two are typically hosted by the Shoshinru Yudanshikai and the American Jiu-Jitsu Institute, respectively. These tournaments allow both children and adults from all ranks to enter into a fun and controlled competition. Third, there is usually a banquet in which the participants sit down for a nice meal. This is also an excellent opportunity for organizations to announce awards and new ranks to the Danzanru family at large. There is usually some type of entertainment also presented at the banquet. Now, the fourth aspect of the Ohana is by far the most important element of the event. This is, well, more on that later. The whole concept of the Ohana celebration arose from leaders of the Shoshinru Yudanshikai, specifically Professors Mike Chubb, William Fisher, and others. Although each organization had their own conventions, the Shoshinru leaders envisioned an event which would bring groups together instead of insulating them. The first event was held in 1990 and sponsored by Shoshinru. They also sponsored the event in 1992 and co-sponsored it with the American Jiu-Jitsu Institute in 1994 in Las Vegas. In 1996, the event was organized and sponsored by Jiu-Jitsu America and held at the Santa Clara Marriott in Santa Clara, California. In 1998, the American Judo and Jiu-Jitsu Federation hosted the event in San Ramon, California. The next Ohana did not follow the two-year interval that had been used previously. Instead, it was held in 2001 in Waikiki, Hawaii, and hosted by the American Jiu-Jitsu Institute. In 2003, the event was again hosted by Jiu-Jitsu America, this time in Foster City, California. In 2005, the Kodenkan Yudanshikai hosted the Ohana in Tucson, Arizona. The next Ohana will be held during the 2007 Labor Day weekend at the same site as the 1996 Ohana, the Santa Clara Marriott. It will be hosted by the Kodenkan Danzanru Jiu-Jitsu Association and the Kodenkan Jiu-Jitsu School of Santa Clara, California. Complete details and registration can be found at www.ohanaalliance.com. Ohana Alliance is all one word, OHANAALLIANCE.com. Each of the Ohanas has had its memorable moments. I think if you ask anyone who has attended one of these, their recollections will center around that fourth and most important element of which I previously mentioned, and that is the encounters. In your dojo, you are surrounded by your instructors and your fellow students. In addition to your training, you are introduced to stories about a number of notables in the Danzanru system. They may be from your organization or from another group, but at this point, they are just stories. The most valuable thing about the Ohana get-together is that you can actually get together and have a personal conversation with some of the people in those stories. You can ask them direct questions, and amazingly, they will give you direct answers. I can recall the first Ohana that I attended. It was 1994 at the Alexis Park Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was my first visit to Las Vegas, as well as my first major convention. I remember sitting on this circular couch in the main lobby next to an older man who was describing some interesting knife techniques. They had to do with watermelons. As I continued to talk to him, I realized that this was Professor Carl Beaver, who had studied with Wally J. way back at the Kalihi Dojo in Honolulu. Although he never met me, he was very open with his knowledge and sharing it freely. While I attended many seminars in Las Vegas, it was this and other encounters that have meant the most to me. When you attend the Ohana, make it a point to seek out the senior members of our family. Unfortunately, there are only a few left from the original Honolulu Dojo. I would like to ask more questions of Professor Beaver, Professor Kufrath, Professor Gonzalez, Professor Nueva, but they're no longer with us. Your conversations with such people over the Labor Day 2007 Ohana will stay with you for the rest of your life. As always, if you have any questions or comments regarding this or other episodes of the Danzan Voice, you can send them to voice@danzan.com. I also encourage you to leave comments at iTunes. Until next time, this is George Arrington. Thanks for listening.